a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine, please? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, special day today. Of course, they're always special when you and I are together, aren't they? You know what I put down here? Do you? Well, just look down from here, and you'll see. There he is. Could you say hi to our friends, Mr. Clown? Remember Mr. Clown? Come on down, and let's see how you walk. Okay, we take this off. Go. Boom. Good. Sort of have to walk with him. Now, could you get up on this, do you think? This little stool? Okay, just kind of... Good. Now, would you jump down? Now back up. There. I think you should bow. Don't you think he should bow for that? Once more. Good. Come sit with me, all right? Can you get up on this big chair? Clown. Did you ever feel like acting like a clown? I mean, when things weren't going too well and people weren't listening to what you were saying, or they weren't going to do what you wanted them to do, you just inside, you just felt like being a clown and being silly. You know, like that. A clown. A clown. I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown. That's what I'll be. A clown. Sometimes I feel when I'm afraid that I will never make the grade. So I pretend I'm someone else and show the world my other self. I'm not quite sure of me, you see, when I have to make a clown of me. A clown, a clown. I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown. Yeah, that's not very a comfortable time, is it, when you feel you have to be a clown? Do you ever feel that way? Oh, there's somebody at the door, Mr. Clown. You answer it, will you? Okay. Sit right there and say, come in.
Good day. Wait a minute, Mr. Rogers. Where's Mr. Rogers?
Well, he's here.
He's here? Well, yes. Where?
He's right back here.
Well, I'm Mr. Rogers there.
How are you, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, I see a little friend there, a little clown.
Yes, he's a marionette.
A marionette. Well, how do you do? Can I shake his hand, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, certainly. Let me see which string.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Clown? How do you do? My name is Mr. McFeely. How do you do again?
Glad to meet you.
Well, I have a special invitation here today for you, Mr. Rogers.
What is it?
It's from King Friday. Now, here, I'll read it to you.
Is it about the dance recital?
Oh, yes, about the dance recital. It says, His Royal Highness, Friday the 13th, requests the pleasure of your company in the D room of the castle for a dance recital by Joey Hollingsworth today. No applause, please. That's what King Friday said on his royal proclamation here, royal invitation, Mr. Rogers. I'll roll it right up here because I have to take it to Lady Aberlin now, Mr. Rogers. Alrighty?
You can't stay.
Oh, not today. A lot of important messages like this one, Mr. Rogers. Well, good day. Good day, Mr. Clown.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Hope to meet you sometime again, and good day to you, Mr. Rogers.
Good day, Mr.
Thank
McFeely.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Bye.
Oh, I'm glad we're invited, aren't you? To the D room. Boy, they must be getting ready in the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's just look in and see, okay? Oh, Charlie, you're here already. Hi. Making preparations for the big dance recital today? Well, I wonder about... No applause. That means we're not supposed to clap our hands. Is that it? Well, let's go in and see what the others say about that.
An invitation. I surely would like to see it.
Here it is.
Oh, oh, it unrolls?
Mm-hmm.
What's it say?
It says, His Royal Highness, Friday the 13th, requests the pleasure of your company in the D room of the castle for a dance recital by Joey Hollingsworth today. And then it says, no applause, please.
What does that mean, no applause, please?
Well, that means we're not supposed to clap our hands.
Oh, my paws don't clap very loud, but I just love to clap, don't you?
Yes.
Do you?
Why don't we clap some things right now?
What do you mean?
Well, I'll clap.
Yeah?
And then you clap just exactly what I clap.
Oh, all right. It's a game, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Good.
Next one.
All right.
Good.
That's
now,
fine.
Now you try me.
All right. Let me see. Good.
Yeah?
You did that very well.
Oh, Grant. I know what.
What?
I'll clap a song.
Mm-hmm.
And you guess what it is.
You mean just from your claps?
Yes.
You're not going to say any words or anything?
Mm-mm.
Just the claps. All right, I'll try
just
to get
just the claps.
One, two. Oh, the Tamara song?
Yes!
Oh, you have the best ideas.
Oh.
I just can't imagine why King Friday wouldn't want people to clap at the dance recital today.
I can't either, Daniel, but you know Uncle Friday.
Yeah.
You know, he has his reasons.
I'm sure he does.
He must.
Well, I sure am anxious to see Joey dance again.
Oh, me too.
He's such a special person.
He is. I think I'm going over and see if he's ready yet.
Oh, well, just before you go, could we have a little ugga-mugga?
Oh, with pleasure. Mm-hmm. Ugga-mugga-mugga-mugga, Daniel Tiger.
Ugga-mugga-ugga-ugga, Lady Avalon. Hardly anybody does ugga-mugga with me except you.
Oh, well, it's our special ugga-mugga.
It sure is. Well, I'll see you at the D room then.
Right. Bye, Daniel.
Bye.
And thanks for the clappings.
Oh, thanks for the ugga-mugga.
How would you like to try clapping tomorrow?
Somebody clapping and snapping?
Yes, Corny. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm just fine. Is Joey Hollingsworth here?
Joey? No, he's over at the castle.
At the castle?
Yeah, say, are you planning to spend a few minutes with me?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, would you take this post out, please?
Sure will.
It's a part of my building that I can just change from here to there.
Grand.
Helps me to visit closely with people.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll just keep it under my arm for the time
being. Yeah, Joey's over at the castle. He's having a meeting with King Friday.
A meeting?
Yes. The king called and said that he would have to talk with Joey all morning long.
All morning?
Yeah. I think Joey had to do his whole dance for the king, so the king would know exactly what he was going to do.
Why, Uncle Friday will have Joey so tired out he won't have a chance to dance for the rest of us.
Oh, Joey's a strong lad, my dancing
salesman.
Well, yes,
salesman. Corny, but... But I just don't understand.
Understand
no
what?
Applause.
What'd you say?
No applause, no clapping.
Oh,
and,
no.
And then going over to the castle to dance all morning.
No applause?
You no mean applause. It says so right on the invitation.
No clapping over there for Joey? You mean no clapping? You mean no clapping? You
mean
no clapping? You mean no stomping or clapping?
No
clapping? You mean no clapping?
No clapping.
No stomping, no stomping, no stomping, no clapping, no clapping,
no clapping,
no clapping,
no clapping in the D room.
I'm awful sorry about that.
So am I, Corny.
Well, I hope everything goes ship shape.
Well, so do I. I think I'm going to try and get over there and see what's going on.
Well, do your best and fix it up and put my post back in if you
please.
Sure,
I will.
No clapping, no stomping,
no clapping,
no stomping.
No bye, Corny.
Bye bye. No clapping, no stomping.
Hello, Miss Polificate. Yes, yes, it's Lady Averlyn. I called to ask when the dance recital was scheduled for. Right away? 58 seconds. Well, I surely will hurry over. Yes, yes, I'll tell them, no clapping. I wonder why Uncle Friday is hurrying everything up. He is surely trying to mix people up today. Daniel, Frogs, X, Henrietta, Corny, Trolley. The dance recital has changed. It's right away, in 58 seconds. And no clapping.
"58 seconds, Mr. Clown. Yes, that's what applause means. Mm-hmm. Clapping your hands. Yeah. 58 seconds, that's less than a minute. Come on, jump down and let's go over here. Oh, he's dancing. Good for you. Now, I want to explain to you, when that goes red, yellow, green, yellow, red, yellow, green, yellow, then it'll be time for us to go to the D room, where the dance recital will be. No clapping. Mm-mm. We're not supposed to applaud at all. Oh, it's going. You ready to go? Ready to go, Mr. Clown. Are you ready to go to the D room and see Joey Hollingsworth dance? Red, yellow, green, yellow, red, yellow, green, yellow, red, yellow, green, yellow, red, yellow, green.
Exactly, yes. Well, I want you to.
Oh, but King Friday, I don't know if I'm ready to start just yet.
Then
I mean,
what is your reason, then?
Well, I've been dancing for you all morning long.
A dancer's work is never done.
I'm beginning to believe that.
Would you like me to cancel the recital?
Oh, no, don't do that. I'll do the very best I can, King Friday.
Yes, well, now don't forget to stand at attention when I come in.
But, King Friday, you're already here.
Yes, well, I shall make a royal entrance anon.
Oh, I see. Must be awfully hard being a king.
Extremely difficult, young man. Don't ever try.
Oh, no, I won't. It's hard enough being a king's dancer for a day.
I expect perfection.
Well, I'll do the very best I can.
Better than your best, young man.
The best of the best, sire.
Exactly.
Hi, Joey.
Oh, hi, Daniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Are you all set for your recital?
I hope so. Whew, I've been dancing all day long.
I guess it does take a lot of practice, doesn't it?
Hi, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Hi, Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Lady Evelyn.
Well, I'm so anxious to see you dance, but why are you beginning so early?
I don't know. King Friday just said, we will start right now.
And so we do.
It's about 58 seconds now, isn't it?
Yes, but where's Uncle Friday?
I don't know. He said he'd come in and that I should stand at attention when he did, you know.
But what about Sarah Saturday? She was the one who wanted to see you dance so much.
Did anybody tell her that we were starting early?
I didn't.
I didn't.
Oh, I better go tell her now.
Good idea, Daniel. strange day.
Sure is.
Yes, why haven't you begun? It's 58 seconds now.
But Uncle Friday, Sarah Saturday isn't here, and she was the one who was so anxious to see Mr. Hollingsworth dance.
She's late. We shall proceed without her. There are plenty of people who are here on time.
But Uncle Friday,
no buts about it, Niece Aberlin. You may begin now, young man.
Nevertheless, Uncle Friday, I'm sure that you'll want to make a speech before Mr. Hollingsworth begins.
I'm going to save my speech until everyone is here.
Oh.
Proceed, young man.
Yes, sire.
We're late.
Oh, well, how did you know to get here so soon?
Why, Daniel Tiger was kind enough to tell me you all were beginning.
Oh, I see. Yes, Daniel. Well, what about that?
Oh, I think it was lovely for you to come. But why are you starting so early?
Well, I just decided that it would be an early starting today, that's all.
Oh, I see, King Friday.
I shall give my speech now. Were it not for me, this dance program would not be taking place. Your generous king has planned and planned this day for your pleasure. Your king is the finest king in the world. Some people like dancing. Some people like royal things. Today you have both. May you enjoy both. You may clap now.
But Uncle Friday,
yes?
You were the one who said that we were not to clap today.
Oh, so I did. You can clap for the king. That's it. Clap for the king. Clap for the king.
Oh, that was such an enjoyable speech, King Friday.
You think so?
Oh, yes. It was filled with pleasure.
Oh, yes. Well.
Now, are we going to see Mr. Hollingsworth dance again?
Well, I guess so. Carry on, Mr. Hollingsworth. Carry on.
Yes, sire.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Yes, well, don't you think it's a lovely day?
Oh, yes, but I do want to see him dance.
Look! Look over there.
Oh, what is it you're seeing?
Oh, it's just the ceiling. I think the ceiling is so nice in this room.
Oh, yes, but I surely would like to.
Yes, well, you know, I can dance too.
Oh, that was just lovely.
No applause today.
Why not, King Friday?
Well, Uncle Friday, you let us clap for you.
I am a king.
That's right, you are King Friday. And there's only one king in the whole world like you. In fact, there's only one person in the whole world like you.
Did you see my new tassels on the side here?
I didn't notice them, King Friday. I was too busy thinking how grateful I was that you would ask Mr. Hollingsworth to dance here in the D room today.
You were thinking that?
Yes.
All the time he was dancing?
Well, a lot of the time. Because I like his dancing so much, you thought of making it possible for me to see him. I'm very grateful to you, King Friday.
You are?
Of course. And aren't you grateful to yourself for making this nice recital here and asking this nice person to dance for us?
Yes, grateful to myself. Well, I guess I am. Why don't you show us another dance, Mr. Hollingsworth, a longer dance this time, one that we can all enjoy?
All right, sire.
The applause, Uncle Friday.
The ban on applause is lifted. Everyone show his appreciation by applauding.
Oh, good.
Oh, it was lovely. Oh, it was just wonderful, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Thank you.
I trust we haven't tired you too much, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Oh, no, King Friday. In fact, I enjoyed it, especially the last dance.
Yes, so did I. You must teach me that step someday.
All right, and you must teach me how to make a speech.
Oh, yes, a speech. Well, we'll see about that. Now, all of you come to the P room where we will have a party. Will you walk with me, Sarah Saturday?
Oh, I'd be honored, King Friday. This has turned into such a good day.
Yes, days have ways of doing that. Come along, everyone. Come along.
May I walk with you?
Yes, certainly.
Oh, my, I'm so pleased.
Well, we can clap now, Mr. Clown. Oh, I know you'd want to.
Isn't he a wonderful dancer, Joey Hollingsworth? Do you suppose maybe King Friday was a little jealous of Joey?
That's why he didn't want anybody to clap. That must mean that he likes Sarah Saturday very much. Mm-hmm. If he was jealous of Joey. She's the one who wanted to see him dance, you know. When you love people, it's very hard to share them with others. Sure it is. Would you come over with me? Over here? Come on. This is a seat I sometimes sit in to sing a goodnight song. Mm-hmm. It's almost the end of our week. Yeah, yours and mine together. And before we go to sleep in our house, sometimes we sing a song called Tree, Tree, Tree. Yeah, would you like to hear that, Mr. Clown?
Yes.
Good. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, 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 we love you, yes we do, yes we do, we love you. You sing with me, okay? Tree, 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 tree. Tree, tree, tree. And then we go off to sleep. King Friday was really surprised, wasn't he, when Sarah Saturday said to him, "It was a lovely speech, and you're the one who planned the day, and I'm grateful to you for it." She knew that he was acting a little bit like a clown because he was feeling uncomfortable with her. Right? Well, I won't be seeing you tomorrow, but I sure will be thinking of you. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, two, tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a clap for you. Right. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Like you so much. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.